This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
God bless you all. God bless you all. And I never thought anything like this could happen in America. Never thought it could happen. The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it.
All right, as we kick things off, you just heard the familiar voice of the former President Donald Trump. He was speaking on Tuesday night from Mar-a-Lago, his home, to a group of supporters who were there and some of his family members. This was after what happened in the courthouse at the arraignment in New York during the afternoon. Then he flew back, obviously, to Florida. What a huge day, needless to say. How was your day? Welcome to the show. Kate Delaney's my name. If you're here for the first time, thanks for checking in. So the Manhattan District Attorney, you heard him first, Alvin Bragg. The Manhattan District Attorney's office unveiled that indictment on Tuesday, charging former President Donald Trump with 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree, a low-level felony, by the way, in New York State. The charges are related to reimbursements to Trump's former fixer, his lawyer, Michael Cohen, for the hush money payment to the porn star Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential campaign. The former president pleaded not guilty in court on Tuesday. Along with the indictment, the district attorney Bragg also released a statement of facts document outlining a larger scheme that he said Trump and others had orchestrated to avoid negative press during the 2016 campaign. This has to do with Catch and Kill, it's called. His friend at the National Enquirer finding out about stories and then killing the stories. So that scheme included hush money payments to a second woman who said she had an affair with the former president, and to a former Trump doorman who made an unproven claim that Trump had an out-of-wedlock child. So the 34 charges against Trump are like this, if we were to lay them out. Again, he's accused of disguising reimbursements to Michael Cohen as legal fees to hide a hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. 11 counts related to the invoices from Cohen. Prosecutors say Cohen submitted phony invoices for legal fees. 11 counts related to checks. Checks were written by Trump or using his funds to reimburse Cohen. Then 12 counts related to ledger entries, accounting records made for the reimbursements in Mr. Trump's books. So that's just the broad strokes of how this is laid out. What you also need to know is this whole thing, any kind of a trial, any of that, it could even be dismissed. That happens in, guess what, 2024, right in the heart of primary season. Could be in the beginning of the year, in January, maybe into February, or could even be in the spring of 2024. That's what we're talking about. 2024. So that makes it pretty interesting, I would say, right? Now, what also is pretty interesting is, of course, the court of public opinion. Many of you have opinions. We've been talking about this now for a while. When we go to the mailbag, I'm going to go through lots of what was sent to me today. Here's what a couple of Republicans who are not fans of Donald Trump had to say about the case, though. One of them is Mitt Romney. The other is John Bolton. So here's what John Bolton, who is Trump's former national security advisor, said. He said, as somebody who strongly does not want Donald Trump to get the Republican presidential nomination, I'm extraordinarily distressed. I think this is even weaker than I feared it would be, and I think it's easily subject to being dismissed or a quick acquittal for Trump. You know, Bolton is even considering a run for the nomination against Trump, but he said there's no basis in the statutory language to say that the former president's behavior forms either a contribution or an expenditure under federal law. Wow. So the senator from Utah, Mitt Romney, also issued a statement. He said, "I believe President Trump's character and conduct make him unfit for office." Even so, I believe that the New York prosecutor has stretched to reach felony criminal charges in order to fit a political agenda. He said, "No one is above the law, not even a former president, but everyone is entitled to equal treatment under the law. The prosecutor's overreach sets a dangerous precedent for criminalizing political opponents and damages the public's faith in our justice system." There were Democrats who reacted, pundit types, saying they were surprised by the case. And then still, because we know that this isn't really all going to unfold till 2024, there were two schools of thought on this. One, is there more there that the Manhattan DA is not revealing? Or is it just going to be this slow-mo roll of what I just said to you that's going to come out and what's going to be dismissed or what's going to happen? You know, we'll watch and we'll see how it unfolds. Either way, we got to watch and see how it unfolds. And the timing of it is interesting because of the 2024 election and how big that is when you think you have a president on the Democratic side who we know is going to run for re-election and a Republican side that, is it wide open or is it not wide open? Because there were so many comments about Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, running and being in the mix, seriously in the mix. But every poll that you look at, every Gallup poll, every other poll, just name it, it comes out with the former president on top, and usually by a pretty significant amount. So who's going to be that candidate that really challenges? And that makes the primaries and you, the voters, even that much bigger. So my prediction is, it's obvious that now with the fundraising, the money that has come in the last week, even on Tuesday, another $2 million in, so it's up to $10 million with that kind of money and the popularity and then going around doing rallies, I think it certainly is full steam ahead. I can't see what would stop that 2024 re-election bid. But what about the wheels of justice as they turn? So lots of reaction. You had a ton of it. We're going to go to the mailbag next.
Guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, we didn't have to do any digging. There was an avalanche of email. Usually there is anyway, but there really, really was. All of it focused on pretty much what has happened in New York and the courthouse and Trump's reaction to it and other people's reaction to it. And what does it mean for the Republican nomination? What does it mean for 2024? So let's just go for it here in the mailbag. Wade, listening to us in the great state of Texas, says, howdy, Kate. We miss you here in the Lone Star. You know what I'm saying? I think this just catapulted Trump into the White House in 20...
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, we didn't have to do any digging. There was an avalanche of email. Usually there is anyway, but there really, really was. All of it focused on pretty much what has happened in New York and the courthouse and Trump's reaction to it and other people's reaction to it. And what does it mean for the Republican nomination? What does it mean for 2024? So let's just go for it here in the mailbag. Wade, listening to us in the great state of Texas, says, howdy, Kate. We miss you here in the Lone Star. You know what I'm saying? I think this just catapulted Trump into the White House in 2024, and I guess that would be 2025. I can't imagine anybody else is going to get that Republican nomination, and I pretty much think that the GOP is saying the same thing because they're going to follow where the voters are. That's what it's about. And people that have a vote in this, they need to vote the right way. All right, so Wade, it's interesting. You know, I was looking at what, and you're talking about the RNC's, when you say the head of the party, I think you're talking about the RNC chair, right, Rona McDaniel. And she's saying that this legal fight is just energizing the Republican base, and it's pointing to more reasons to defeat Biden and return control of the White House and Senate to the Republicans. She said, she was on Wake Up America, and she said, we know right now that the greatest crime in Biden's America is to be a Republican, and we saw it with the parents going to school board meetings being labeled domestic terrorists, and now with the former president being indicted on trumped-up charges that we know wouldn't have been brought up against any Democrats. So keep your eye on, and she's saying this, you know, keep your eye on the polls and keep your eye really on the primaries. And that's what Terry says. Terry's listening to us in New Orleans. And Terry says, hey, Kate, I am faithful. You know what I'm saying. We listen to you here in the Big Easy. And I think it's going to be pretty easy for the former president to find himself as the candidate again on the Republican side. I don't see any really great challengers. I like Nikki Haley, but there's no way she's going to get more votes in these primaries. And I don't think Ron DeSantis, if he decides to run, is going to have that happen. In fact, who knows if he really will officially run. He's sort of testing the waters. But now, after what's happened in New York with this indictment, I think more than ever there'll be an avalanche of not only money, but voters who will be involved and will show up and during the primaries and then show up when it's time to vote in the presidential election. Well, I think we're all singing that same tune, right? We're just reading the tea leaves, and I you never know for sure, right? Does something happen, something change? But what is going to change? You know, I get asked this all the time from people. Well, something could change, and I agree, right? It's a long time. There is a stretch of time, but doesn't it feel like time is just flying? Does it feel like that in your life? And here we are in April of 2023. So we're talking about, if you're running, you're pushing. You're starting to push now, because then you flip the calendar over and then suddenly you're in primaries and you're in the primaries and everything else. So, yeah, this is going to be interesting to watch. Yeah, no question. No question about it. All right, let's get to this one from Tom. And this is interesting. Tom says, Kate, I am a Republican. I've been a Republican my whole life. I cannot stand Donald Trump, and I take so much flack from so many of my MAGA friends. Look, I'm all for freedoms. I'm all for so many things, and I do believe that there are some things that happened in his administration that were good things that happened, but I also think he's a blowhard. He's a terrible representative for men, the way he treats women. I have daughters. I have a great wife who I love. And I don't think he should be president again. But I don't want Joe Biden to be president. No way, no how. I wish the Republicans would wake up and back another candidate. This blunder with the porn star and then possibly another woman. I agree that it's lame, the charges, but it just points out all of his moral compass fails that I think should make people think twice. Yeah, nobody's going there, though. I mean, it's, you know, you look at the, again, you look at the polls, you look at the fundraising, and you tell me who is going to be the Republican that beats Trump. I mean, it's not happening. It's not happening. You got to think about this, because what were so many people saying before? We're tired of the same old thing. We're tired of the same. We want somebody that's not from Washington. We want someone that's not a lawyer from Washington. We want someone who's not a career politician. And he was that guy. If you think about that race back in 2016. And so then when we have this crazy transitions of things that have happened, that have transpired, and then what's happened with the Republican Party, I just don't, you know, certainly you're back in the front runner, whoever that is, period, right? I mean, look, talk to the Democrats about that. Was it likely that Joe Biden was going to be their candidate? But once he became the front runner, that was it. But in this case, definitely there are people who want to see a part two, and it shows with the windfall of money. I mean, $10 million. That's a lot of money to be raised. That's a lot of money to come in on the night before this arraignment. It's another boost that comes in after the appearance in court. So the money just keeps on coming. He's going to have a big war chest. And again, people feel like it's a witch hunt. People feel that this is the wrong thing to go after. And it's going to speak volumes of the support, I think, when you talk about the primaries. All right, I got this one from Al, who says, you know, come see, come saw, ridiculous what they've decided to do in New York, unless there's more to the story that we don't know. Could it be the prosecutor, in this case the Manhattan DA, will say Bragg has more up his sleeve and he knows this is being played out in the media and he's not going to release it until you actually get to a trial phase. We know the broad situation here and we know the nuts and bolts, but we still don't know a lot about this case. So to me, I think there is more to it. I think there is more meat on the bone, as they say, and maybe some people are going to be surprised. And if I'm wrong about that, I'll eat crow, because you never know with the legal system, or if somebody has an axe to grind, maybe there is some truth to all of that. But again, it is the mystery. I'm shaking the magic eight ball, and it says, ask again later. So that's the deal. Ask again later. You know, it's so you're talking about really, when you look at this indictment, you're talking about, by the way, as was pointed out here by Keith, this is Kate, you know, really, you're talking about several different money cases in this indictment. So probably some of those felony counts fall down. But I'm curious about some of the other things that came up. The doorman thing, the thing about the other woman and the encounters, the affair that they had, and the whole idea of the catch and kill. I think that's intriguing, intriguing in the sense that what's going to come up in this case, because I can't imagine that the person who owns the National Enquirer is going to perjure himself when he's under pressure. Well, yeah. So again, what the whole catch and kill thing is very much at play here. Very much at play. And the doorman was paid supposedly $30,000 after he claimed he had information about a child who Trump had out of wedlock. He got the payment from the parent company of the National Enquirer in exchange for signing over the rights in perpetuity to a rumor that the president had fathered a child with an employee at Trump World Tower. So that the contract between the doorman and American Media Inc., which is what the National Enquirer is owned by, would penalize him for $1 million if he disclosed either the rumor or the terms of his agreement with the tabloid's parent company. So this is interesting. Now, the woman at the center of the rumor denied that she had an affair with Trump. Then there's the case of Karen McDougal. The prosecutor cited the case of Karen McDougal, a former Playboy model who got $150,000 from American Media after she claimed she had a 10-month affair with Trump in the mid-2000s. Wow. Again, how this plays out and what else they have or where this goes, we'll see as it unfolds and gets closer to 2024. Send me your thoughts anytime. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. The White House expressed outrage over an Israeli airstrike in Gaza that resulted in the deaths of 7 World Central Kitchen workers. The Biden administration has called for a prompt investigation into the incident and demanded appropriate accountability. President Trump is urging the New York judge overseeing his hush money criminal trial to step down from the case. Judge Juan Merchan recently issued a broadened gag order. Trump has criticized Merchan, alleging bias and highlighting that the judge's daughter serves as president of a progressive political consulting firm, which reportedly collaborated with President Biden and Vice President Harris. President Biden had a phone conversation with Chinese President Xi Jinping for the first time in several months Tuesday. The White House reporting that the two leaders delved into a variety of crucial topics, like China's backing of Russia during its conflict with Ukraine. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Introduce you to our next guest, Thyme Lewis. You might remember him, Days of Our Lives. He was a heartthrob, probably still is, Jonah Carver, but on the screen he certainly was. When you think of all-time great daytime soap operas, he's an actor, producer, ex-stuntman, former FEMA, that's right, FEMA inspector, and he's got a terrific book out with a great character. It's called A Week's Worth. Thyme, thanks for hanging with us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kate. Right on. Yeah, you know about FEMA. I love it.
I know, and
shout out to all the operators out there in the field.
And you really were in the thick of it during Irma. We have to start there, and because that's also part of what you really feel and see in your book, because you write about what you know about. So tell us about your FEMA experiences.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I dropped in. We trained in Dallas, and I dropped in. I had a couple of friends that were down in Katrina and some of the other really heavy-duty, sad things. And even when the towers went down, you know, longtime FEMA operators, and they just – I'm a humanitarian at heart. And when I was on Days of Our Lives, I traveled the country religiously, like – 48-week weekends out of the year, I was traveling somewhere, not only to do charity work, but also to like meet people and just different environments to get as much experience with our great country as I could. And with FEMA, I just was missing doing something, giving back. And so I went down when Irma hit, and I worked Florida, panhandled all the way down to Miami. And then they needed help in Puerto Rico, and you know what a catastrophe that was. So yeah, it was great. It was just great. You know, I don't mind working 16, 18 hours a day as long as you have purpose and you're seeing results and you're making an impact. It's a wonderful feeling.
Yeah, and so you wrap this into this really interesting character, because your story, your book, A Week's Worth, follows basically Mac, who's an ex-Navy SEAL turned FEMA inspector. He helps disaster victims certainly rebuild lives or their lives and protects future potential victims anyway from criminals that do the work that they do when disasters happen. So tell us how this book came about and tell us more about Mac and his character and the series you've created.
Well, sure. So Mac is short for MacGuffin, and MacGuffin is a very interesting term, and I'll let the readers look it up for themselves, or the listeners look it up. But I call him Mac for short, and turns out in this particular book, it very much parallels something that really actually happened with me. My mom was in a bit of disrepair, and I came home to help her, and I spent a week with her, hence the name A Week's Worth. And that's how that title was born, because what takes place in this first book is a 7-day or 8-day period with my mom. Now, my mom's very mad at me at times. So I have to say this in honesty and hilariousness, because I love her dearly. You know, she says to me, you know, Tom, I'm very upset with you right now. I've been reading the book and I'm very upset. And then she's, you know, and then all of her girlfriends and friends all say, oh my God, the book is so great. And she's like, oh, is it? What? I said, Mom, it's called a character arc. If I start you here, you have to go to there. And remember, Mom, it's fiction. Not all of it is true. So we had a ball. We had a really, really beautiful time. And from that and other life experiences, I created some great threads. And I feel like with where we are in the world right now, it's a ripe field for writing. And the idea of me being a part of FEMA was that character was like born to me on steroids. And on that tip, I love Mitch Rapp by Vince Flynn. I love Lee Child's Jack Reacher. I love Hemingway. I like all these different influences that have been part of the chapters of my life, and I read a ton. And I felt like at this point I was ready to start writing for me and not for other people. So that's what's going on.
I love it. So, yes, and MacGuffin or Mac is going to have other adventures, because this is just the first book, A Week's Worth, which you can get on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, wherever great books are sold. But you're going to, this is a series. So just like Vince Flynn's Mitch Rapp, who inspired you, or one of the people that inspired you, this is going to take us in other directions, correct?
Absolutely. And you know, I'm deep into my second book, Blood and Bones, and that happens 4 years prior to this book. And I've already touched in on the accolades of a third. I've got a bunch mapped out. But I love the ability to jump around in time and expose different chapters in this character's life. I've got great through characters of Nadine and Similane and people keep asking me, was your mom going to be in other books? And I'm like, well, there's going to be elements for sure. There's going to be elements. But it's a really, really fun thing. And I'll give you an example. A friend of mine, a dear friend of mine says to me, oh, it's bananas. I said, well, you got to spell it out. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Because it really tells you how bananas it can be. And bananas are a great fruit, by the way, and we talk about diet in the book, and bananas take on many forms of nutrition depending on when they're super green to when they're super ripe and very sweet and a lot more sugar, and we go all into it, and it's just fun.
It's sounds like you're having a blast writing. And we'd be remiss not to ask you about the acting part of your world and being a stuntman. How did all that start? I mean, NBC's Days of Our Lives was huge, and your character was big.
I know. We had so much fun doing it, and I got to work with really the grandfather of America. I mean, McDonald Carey, the voice of Days of Our Lives, when I came onto that show, he was wonderful, and he was still with us, and Alice Horton, his wife on the show, she was a hoot. She'd look at me, and she'd go, "What is your name? How do you say it? What is your name?" She was so cute, but it was just a really, really a joy. You know, I got to work with Lisa Rinna and just a wonderful family. And so I have very fond memories. And I did actually go on and bounce around a little bit in a few other shows like Young and the Restless and stuff. But I know those fans are out there, and people come up to me once in a while and they go, "Where are you and what are you doing?" And I giggle because I wrote this book. I started on the next book, and then I decided to do the audio book. And when I did the audio book and I was back in the studio, it made me miss acting because I'd stepped away for quite a time. And so I just actually went and shot a 2-episode arc on a show called Bosch Legacy, which is a really neat show. And that's on Amazon Prime right now. So I got a little piece in there, and we'll see what comes. But the writing is so much fun. And you can tell I'm kind of a colorful guy. So.
Yeah, and you know what? I love how you just throw away the Bosch Legacy. I'm a huge Bosch fan, so I know that show very well, and it has a huge audience, by the way. That's why it continued. People were upset the whole Legacy thing. They wanted to see it go on. Titus does such a great job, Mimi and all the actors in that. Was it fun working with them?
You can't take your eyes off of him. When he's on screen, you cannot take your eyes off him. He's so interesting. And also the guy that Max Martini is also fantastic. I worked with Max and another cat named Guy. And I can't give away storyline, but I can tell you that, yeah, you get it. Yeah, and I'm not surprised the audience is huge. Titus is a rock star.
Yeah, good for you that you're doing all of that. And then in between, you know, you're in such great shape. You live in Carmel, and you were doing the stunt thing. I mean, how do you bounce into stunts from acting?
I've always been a driver. Like, I've always enjoyed fast cars and motorcycles. And I learned to kite surf last year. Who would have thought? Like, I'm amazed it took me this long to learn to kite surf or even think about, hey, I want to go up in the air and do this. A dear friend of mine, Tom McComas, down in Hollywood, called me up one day and he goes, "Hey man, I'm working on a show called Sons of Anarchy." And this is years ago when Sons was on. And, Eric Norris is the stunt coordinator and you need to meet this guy. And I was like, "Eric Norris, you mean Chuck Norris's son?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Oh, he's a badass. All right, let me go meet him." And he's like, "Yeah, you can ride." And most stunt guys are ex-racers and things like that. And Tom was funny. He was better at crashing than winning. But he says to me, "Yeah." And he goes, "And the pay's not bad." So that worked out and I had a lot of fun. I was in that game for about 5 years. And ironically, I never got hurt. It was riding home from a job that I got hurt and it took me out of the game for 3 years with some serious injuries. But I feel good. I'm back, and I'm thankful, and yeah, absolutely. That's how I got into stunt work, though, Tom McComas.
Wow. Fine, we could talk to you all day long. Absolutely amazing. You've done some wonderful things, and I love that you give back and did the whole FEMA thing, and then, of course, that becomes a theme in the book. And I'm going to say this again. You can go and get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Go to A Week's Worth. Dime Lewis, continued success in what you're doing.
Thank you so much, and hopefully we get to hang out again sometime. This was really, really, really nice.
Yeah, it was. Thank you.
Have a beautiful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody. What goes on?
feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome to the show, Sandy Simmons. Her book, Simple Truths, Being Prepared, A Practical Guide for Preconception. And you may already have formed a preconception in your mind about what the book is about, but hold on, it's going to absolutely blow you away. We had a great off-air conversation. Let's just put it this way. Think about birthing, living, dying, and we're going to come back and talk about what does all of that mean. Sandy, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So everybody knows, Sandy is the CEO of Simply Better Health. Oof, who doesn't want that? And really, I think so much of what that means is in this book. Tell me what motivated you to write the book.
Right. So having been in practice for many years and seeing lots of couples have failed pregnancies, that's where it started. And I've done a lot of work on myself, and I also had a failed pregnancy and difficult to get pregnant, but this is like 40 years ago. So I thought, right, let's write something here. But it's the book is really, while it says preconception, meaning for people who want to conceive, it's also for anybody that wants to move on with their health.
Oh, boy, and who doesn't want to move on with their health? So tell us, for example, one of the things that you told me is right in the very beginning, and I think this is powerful because I believe everybody needs this, including myself, and I'm actually a person who practices mindfulness. You talk about mind clear. Explain that.
Yeah, so First of all, we've got to think about mind clear in a different way to perhaps it's coming across to you. So clearing the mind doesn't mean you erase everything. It just means that you have a look at your values and your beliefs and have a look at them and say, are these actually mine or are these my family's that aren't suitable for this time of life? Are they things that I've taken on from perhaps teachers, other people around me? And do I really resonate with those? And what are mine? So we work out what's actually going on for you. So that's what I call mind clear, is to be really clear as to what resonates for you with your beliefs and your values.
Yeah. And I mentioned at the top, birthing, living, dying. Explain what that means. I mean, that's a brilliant hashtag, by the way, for this book.
Yeah, so having been in practice for a long time and seeing a variety of people and different ailments, etc., I came up with the fact that birthing is now so complicated and it doesn't need to be, but we also interfere a lot. And the same at the other end of life. You know, we all have a soul or a spirit, whatever you choose to resonate with. It's really important that that is able to come into this world with the least interference possible. Each individual person that arrives here is coming with the gifts that they have. And if we interfere too much, we maim some of those. We put the lid on some of those things. The same at the other end of life, we tend to, look at people, put them in a hospice towards the end of their days, dull everything down for them, which may be necessary, may not always be necessary. We need to chat to the person and see what they would love and bring those things around for them. You know, some people might want to sit under a tree, even if they've got a shot of morphine in them, they might want to sit under a tree and pass away. Really important for us to listen to people and just, resonate and help them to move in and out of life the best way we can. You can actually talk to your baby as well. You can, but we tend to discount a lot of things and listen to the powers that be, supposedly outside of ourselves. So the book actually teaches you to listen to yourself as well.
Oh, I love that. So we're going to just kind of peel back one of the layers here, because we don't want to tell everyone everything. We're going to tell them where they can get the book, but peel back that a little bit for us. How do we listen to ourselves better?
Okay, so we have an ego, and everyone knows, you see people with maybe bigger egos than others. And the ego is actually our friend. It's trying to keep us safe, and it's sort of enrolled in this and encased in this role, we could say, in life, because it depends what you've been through in your life from birth or before birth even, in the womb. And we've made up how we need to be in this world, and the ego is there to say something like, oh, this happened last time, let's not do that again. And you're listening to that louder voice, whereas the smaller voice is saying, it's okay. The same thing isn't going to happen again, and you'll be fine. So it's sorting those voices out, and you can do that to get clarity by working out what's gone before has gone, what's going on now is the present, and what's coming. You can change that voice and say, I don't have to repeat what I repeated before. I don't have to repeat what my family repeated, what my other people have repeated, because this is me. Hope that's making it simple.
It does make it simple. And, again, your book, Simple Truths, Being Prepared, A Practical Guide for Preconception. Where can people get copies of your book? Where can they get them?
Yeah, so it's available on Amazon as a hardcover. You can get it as a digital copy. And I've even got a few, dare I say, if anybody has CDs, you can get it on a CD as well. So you can always contact me. I know that you've got all the links. So you can get it in varying ways, whatever suits you.
I love that. You know, and then talking about life and bringing it full circle, you've touched a lot of people's lives. Give us a story, because you don't have to use names, about a happy ending for either a couple or just people that you've worked with.
Okay, let me give you the one about a couple that's coming straight to my mind. Their twins turned three on Monday. This lady was referred to me by an obstetrician. She didn't want to go down the route of more operations, so she was sent to me, and we had a good old chat. Now, we've got, in Australia, we've got, like you have, a multitude of different cultures. This lady was from Estonia. Her husband was from India. And it was difficult enough living life here without family. And apart from stress, which is usually one of the major factors in varying forms, it took about 6 to 9 months with work to, you know, and then she got her outcome. She became pregnant. And they went on to have these beautiful twins in COVID. Neither of them worked because they were in hospitality. And so they spent all that time with their, bringing up their little twins themselves.
Wow.
So that was just our current times. So that's a, you know, I love seeing it when people, you know, get the children that, that they would love. And sometimes, just for another quick one, there's people who are together and then by the end of this book realise that they don't actually want to be together or they don't want to have children. It's an expectation that was put on them. And that's absolutely fine too. You've got to do what resonates with you and what you're here to do.
Oh, I love that. And you said that before. It's, you know, we have these things that we carry around because they've been placed on us, and it's all about peeling that back and knowing really authentically who you are. And I think that's the brilliance of your book. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Yeah, just, okay, the exercises are there. They can actually opt in and do a program, a self-program, whether, you know, I'm not involved, or they can come and work with me. Depends what they'd like to do. But at the end of it, it's about knowing yourself, knowing where you are right at this moment with your health and how you can move forward in a much better way. I mean, my wish for everybody on the planet is to have vibrant health. And I think it's got lost somewhere along the line.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, so much self-care has just been thrown out the window, and that's part of it, too, and exactly what you're talking about. Vibrant health is something I would wish for everyone, too. What a wonderful place to end this. Sandy Simmons, to find out more, of course, get this book, Simple Truths, Being Prepared, A Practical Guide for Preconception. I love it. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you very much, Kate, for having me.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.